Let's tell you what's happening in Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington on Wednesday, July 26th. Central Washington Disability Resources celebrates 33 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act with a march through downtown Ellensburg today. The march will start at the CWDR office on the corner of 2nd Avenue and Ruby Street at 2 p.m. Head downtown and then back to the CWDR office. The public is invited to join in the festivities. The Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law in 1990 to prohibit discrimination against people with disabilities. Ellensburg continues its annual chip sealing project this morning on Capitol Avenue from Main Street to Maple, 5th Avenue from Water Street to Poplar, Pine Street from Mountain View Avenue to 2nd Avenue, Pearl Street from Mountain View Avenue to 2nd Avenue, and Manitoba Avenue from Main Street to Chestnut. On Thursday, the chip sealing schedule will conclude with the boat ramp parking lot, dirt road, lake road, and lake parking lot at Irene Reinhart Riverfront Park. Work will take place from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Fish Food Bank is seeking people to volunteer for its Companions program. Volunteers would share a meal, engage in activities, and spend 2 hours once a week engaging in social interactions with homebound fish clients. Visitors are on Monday or Tuesday. If interested, email volunteering@kvfish.org or call 509-925-5990. The Yakima Nation is looking for a Yakima Basin habitat biologist, too. This person is responsible to work strategically with other entities to promote responsible stewardship of the Yakima watershed, with emphasis on projects that have the greatest benefit for treaty and anadromous fish resources. In sports, CWU hires a new cross-country track coach. Central Washington University has hired Jonathan Hill as its new head cross-country and track and field coach, according to a news release from the university. Hill has spent the past 5 years at Rice University, where he was the lead assistant and recruiting coordinator for the women's track and field team. Hill replaces Kevin Adkison, who had coached the program since 1994. Hill graduated from Portland State University in 2007. His first day is August 1st. CWU football season ticket holders can now renew their season passes at wildcatsports.com. The season, which features 4 home games, opens on the road August 31st at Weber State. Adding to the fan experience this year will be a new video board at Tomlinson Stadium that allows for a live game feed and replay. Music in the Park series continues. The Music in the Park series featuring Nicole and Riley perform at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at North Alder Street Park. And then tonight, Music Bingo, Whipsaw Brewery at 6 p.m. You can get more of this information at ebergradio.org. The weather today, the forecasted high in Ellensburg today is 84 degrees, wind out of the northwest at 16 miles an hour. Sunrise this morning at 5:34 a.m., sunset at 8:42 p.m. The low will be 55 degrees. The high tomorrow will be 85 degrees. Lunch at the Fish Open Table, chicken picnic with cold fried chicken, potato salad, cornbread, and watermelon. You can get all the information about the lunches on our website at ebergradio.org. Let me tell you what is happening on Ellensburg Community Radio today. Beans in My Ears, 11:15 a.m. That's humorous, odd, entertaining, different, weird, and fun songs, poems, jokes, and riddles by Jerry. Aimed at kids. Lines on Wine, 5 p.m. Margie Morgan talks with winemakers about the histories and stories behind our wonderful Washington wines. And then at 8 p.m., the Old Time Zone. That's fiddle tunes and songs from music past and present, American old time music, Appalachian beyond. Hopefully you'll join us for those shows. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm your host for this show, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.